Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Bill McKee. We're always encouraged to know what God is doing through this ministry to transform lives. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to connect@bedfordfirstag.org. For more information about Bedford First Assembly and to watch the live stream of our services, visit www.bedfordfirstag.org.
I do have a question for you this morning that goes along with my message, though, and that is, knowing what you know now, what do you wish you would have done in preparation for the pandemic? Let me give it to you one more time in case you missed part of it. Knowing what you know now, what do you wish you would have done in preparation for the pandemic? Why don't you take a moment right there in the car or right in your house or whatever and share. Just holler out. Feel free. You can holler all you want to right there. You won't bother me a bit. Holler out what it is that you would have done differently had you known that this thing was coming. I did write down a couple. Stock groceries. Perhaps I'd have bought a freezer. Used to have one. Didn't think it was wise just for Sharon and I to have it, and so I got rid of it. Think I gave it away to somebody. Now I wish I had it back. Spend more time with extended family members and friends. Save more money. Not started that small business this year. Ouch. Or maybe this one. Picked up extra toilet paper. Some cleaning supplies, maybe some gloves and masks where they were all over the place, you know. Those are just a few. Today's message from the Word of God embraces the thought of preparation. Preparation for the next unexpected or even the next expected event. I believe, and I can say this without hesitation, that the Holy Spirit has placed this upon my heart. We're kind of away from the book of Matthew a little bit, but that's fine. We know where it's at and we'll come back. But the Lord laid two words and an article on my heart and put me to work in His Word in fleshing these out for you this morning. These two words and article are these: in a moment. In a moment. This morning I'm going to be saying that a number of times, and I don't want to wear you out with it, but at the same time I want to take it off of my shoulders from where the Lord placed it upon me and put it upon your shoulders and in your life. Our reaction to this word of warning will have eternal consequences. In our passage this morning, the Apostle Paul is defending his thesis that there will be a resurrection of the body in the last days. And that resurrection will be accompanied by a transfiguration. Look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, two verses of scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So if you find any of the Gospels, just keep turning right. You'll come across Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. 1 Corinthians, you found it. All right, now the 15th chapter, beginning at the 51st verse. I am reading from the New International Version this morning. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. In a flash, in the King James, that's moment. In a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. Help me pray. Father, guide us this morning. Holy Spirit, guide us this morning. You promised that you would guide us into all truth. I believe, Lord, that I have heard this word from you, and I release it now into these airwaves. I release it now into the homes of this church family and to anyone that has found us on the internet or online. God, may this word of warning be heard. May it be heeded. In Jesus' name, amen. This word, again, moment, is found in the King James, but here in the NIV it is listed as flesh. You might be interested in this word. It means atomos. It is the Greek derivative of our word atom. You're all familiar with the atomic structure of our universe now. We're all mad scientists in a way because of the things that come to us. It literally means a, negative, tomos, or to cut. A, to cut. Or unable to be cut. That which cannot be divided, indivisible. Now, you say, hold on a minute, I know that atoms in the atomic world can be split, and that's how they're creating all of this energy and all of that. The point is that in the Greek language and in the day that it was derived, the atom was the smallest particle that they could understand, and that it remained intact no matter what. So that's the reason why it has this derivation of word, indivisible. Twinkling of an eye, I love that. A quick motion, such as a blink or a wink of the eye. Okay, everybody out there, practice that for a moment. Blink. How much can you accomplish during a blink? How much preparation can you do during a blink? Oh, now, if it is a prolonged gaze, you might be able to accomplish something. Definitely, if it is an extended stare, you might be able to do something else during that stare. But in a blink, it's done. In other words, what the scripture is saying will happen in the blink of an eye, and Jesus confirmed this with his preaching. Listen to these words in Luke chapter 17, verse 24 and following. It says, "For the Son of Man in his day will be like the lightning, which flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other. Just as it was in the days of Noah, so also will it be in the days of the Son of Man. People were eating, drinking, marrying, being given in marriage up to the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all." He goes on. He says, "It was the same in the days of Lot. People were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building. But the day Lot left Sodom, fire and sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all." So what is he telling us? He's saying that the days of preparation are the days before the event happens. We need to understand, and I cannot go into this for the sake of time this morning in any depth. I hope to in weeks to come. But we are on the threshold of this event. We need to understand in God's chronology of end time happenings, the next event on the calendar will be this moment, twinkling of an eye, trumpet sound, dead in Christ rise, everyone changed. So, in other words, whatever preparations that need to be made must be made in advance of that event. Now, it's interesting to me, if you take a little time and study, the scripture told us that Israel would return to their land. Again, I hope to unpackage some of this for you in some weeks to come. But they were promised that they would return. In 70 AD, or 65 to 70 AD, they went to war with Rome. And the whole country was annihilated. And the people were carried off and strewn all over the world. Jerusalem itself was so destroyed that it was literally, by the time it was discovered in the late 1800s, it was an excavation of a geological dig. They had to go digging for the original city. It was that obscure. Many of us in our lifetime have seen the return of Israel, not only to Judea, but also to Jerusalem itself. We have given witness to the unfolding, the unpacking of scriptures that have been spoken hundreds and thousands of years ago in words of prophecy are unfolding before our very eyes today. Again, if time would permit, we could talk about the things that happened in the Six-Day War when Jerusalem itself was recaptured and Israel came back into that. That was prophesied that it was going to take place. We have seen it in our lifetime, many of us. But when you look at the biblical calendar, if you look at the prophecy, the prophetic words leading up to this event that we're talking about this morning, there's nothing else. After Israel has been established, after the dry bones have been raised up and the Spirit of God has come into them, there's nothing else that is left except for a moment, a twinkling of an eye. You know, we've all been kind of taken back, again, with all the things, the preparations that we would have made for this catastrophic COVID-19 that has afflicted our country and the world. And I would imagine in most every home, there's been a moment where we have said, oh, I wish I would have, I wish I would have. Can I tell you this morning, when this event takes place, when the in a moment takes place, there will be no, maybe I can find it, maybe I can search out, maybe I can make a change. In a moment, the trumpet will sound. Paul refers to this as a mystery. That mysterion, that is the Greek word that is used here. It means outside the range of unassisted natural apprehension and cannot be known except by divine revelation. You cannot get to this point. You will not even believe what I'm saying to be true, that there will be a moment that is coming where there will be a transformation, where bodies will come up out of the grave and we will all be changed. You cannot get there without the help of the Lord. Some of you listening to me, young or old, may think, I've heard this my whole life, I know. Yes, but things have not unpackaged, things have not unfolded to bring us to the hour, to the moment, to the day where we are just waiting for the blink of an eye. The happening, we will not all sleep, but we will all be changed. I marvel at this because the Apostle Paul, we're 2,000 years from Paul's words, but 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul thought it was going to happen in his lifetime. He thought that the Lord Jesus was going to step out of heaven and call his saints heavenward and that the graves were going to come forth. He felt it to the depths of his being. And he lived his life and pursued his ministry with the thought in mind that in the moment, in a moment, it was all going to change. The timing of this change, again, I bring it back. Two words in an article. In a moment, in a moment, in a moment. Would you take a moment and say it right in your household, wherever you're at? In a moment. Come on, in a moment. Why am I having you do that? Because you see, what your own lips have professed, if you will believe it in your heart, then something changes. Something will be altered. Something will move inside of you that says, hold on a minute, I need to buy a mask. I need to pick up some toilet paper. I need to make some changes right now, because in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, in the blink of an eye, my decisions that I have made are going to be very important. At the last trumpet, this caused me to begin to think about the first trumpet. On Mount Horeb, it says, "When now, if you have obeyed me," God said, "if you obey me fully and keep my covenants, then out of the nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole world is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." Then Moses said to the people, "Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations." Verse 16, "On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning and a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled." I'm telling you, there's got to be a trumpet that will sound forth. A trumpet blast, like the trumpet blast on Mount Horeb, but this one will circumcise the world. And those that know the Lord will be awakened from their sleep in their graves. The sea will give up the dead. The ashes will give up the dead. And we will be changed and we will be resurrected just like Jesus was. Remember last week I told you, they didn't need to move the stone. We don't have to send out the grave diggers to bring people up, because nothing in this world can hold us back from being in the presence of our Lord when His trumpet sounds and He calls us heavenward. Revelation 4:1, John the Apostle wrote this. He said, "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.'" He was speaking of that glorious one moment in time. A trumpet. I don't know, church, but I've got a feeling that the door of heaven is open. I've got a feeling deep down in my spirit that there's nothing in this world that can content those who belong to the Lord. I see it, I hear it, I feel it. That those who truly belong to Him, they're not chasing after the stuff of this world. Oh, yes, we're still engaged. Oh, yes, we still need to earn money for our families. There's no sense in running off and hiding in a woods someplace. But even in the midst of our labors, even in the midst of caring for our families and doing the work that needs to be done, there is a groaning down inside of us. There is an attention. Even those of us that are a little hard of hearing, we're tuning our ears and listening for a trumpet blast that in a moment, verse 52 says, the dead will be raised. Maybe you, sitting and listening to my voice this morning, watching this image, you could think back to someone that you love, someone that you care for, someone that was meaningful to your life, whether a relative or a friend, who you know knew the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. They're waiting for the trumpet. One of these days, they will be raised. Matthew 24, verse 30 says, "At that time the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory, and He will send His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather His elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other." John 11:25, Jesus said to Mary, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Hallelujah. Come on, shout a praise there in your car or in your house. If you know the Lord, if you belong to Him, in a moment at a trumpet blast, the dead will be raised. I have loved ones that I'm looking forward to seeing in heaven. That the Lord Jesus and I We've been talking. And I'm hungry to see his face and to hear his voice. And the more that this message gets down into my spirit, the more that I'm listening for a trumpet, the more that I am longing to see those dead break forth from the grave. Because as sure as you are watching me or listening to me this morning, it's going to happen. It's going to happen just like our Lord said it's going to happen. And it's going to happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye. Listen to this. He says the dead will be raised imperishable. I've always thought that it would be really neat if kids were born with an expiration date. You know, maybe just a stamp on the bottom of their foot, a little tattoo of some sort that told when they would, you know, when their life would be over. It would probably be beneficial to all of us if we could still get our foot up to where we could see the bottom of it. Maybe look in the mirror. Check occasionally to see what the date is. Oh, yeah. I better stop messing around. I'm getting close to the date. You see, some I found that lived only a few minutes, but affected lives. Some lived just a few years and had an opportunity to affect more lives. Some will live 60 or 70 years if their bodies will allow them. And then, of course, there are a few who are in the 80s and 90s and even hundreds, blessed of the Lord with long life. But I can tell you, folks, every one of us have a date where we perish in this world, unless we belong to Jesus. One thing is certain. We all have an expiration date. What is being offered in the relationship with Christ is that expiration date is changed to imperishable at new birth. I'm not talking about giving cursory expression to spiritual events or situations, or even the fact that you may attend services when we're allowed to and show up on a Sunday. I'm talking about having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ so that the Spirit of the Lord gets down inside of you and changes the who that you are. To the place where there's a progressive longing that begins to take place, and the things of the world no longer have a real interest to you because you are looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. You begin to long for that day when that trumpet will sound and the dead are raised and we which are alive and remain are caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. That day when the perishable becomes the imperishable. Eternal. God help us, church. God help us if we forget that this will take place in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the blink of an eye. If we are to prepare, it will be on days like today. I bring this message to a close with one more, and that says, in a moment we will be changed. Changed from mortal to immortal. This would be an incredible mystery, and how it would even be possible had Jesus not pierced this truth first. But he came out of the tomb on the third day. He came out victorious. Ha! He came out and showed himself as a glorious proof. I love the fact that he didn't open the door that was locked to go in and see the apostles. I love the fact that he was right on the seashore, just within shouting distance of them when they went fishing because they were helpless and hopeless after his death and resurrection. not knowing what was going to be next. And he stood on the seashore, prepared a meal for them, and invited them to come and dine. He was going to feed them with food that they had no knowledge of. He was going to use them in ways that they could only imagine. Let me tell you something, folks. The first change that takes place, glory, is the transformation that takes place when you come to know Jesus as your Savior. You say, oh, Pastor, you know, I prayed some of those prayers and nothing happened in me. Well, then you know what? You need to fall on your face and start again. Because my Bible says that we become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away and all things become new. What does that mean? That means that everything, you put on a pair of spiritual glasses, not made by man, but made by the Spirit of the Lord. And so every single thing that you look at, every single thing that you pursue in your life, every single thing that captures your attention is now looked at and appeared at through those lenses, the lens of in a moment, the mortal will take on immortality. God has a plan. Believers out there, hear me this morning. Our hope is not set in the federal government. Our hope is not set in our state government. Our hope is not set in the city government. Our hope is not in our jobs, whatever they may be. Our hope is built on Jesus' blood and righteousness. And in a moment, we will all be changed. At the trumpet blast, the dead get to raise first, and we which are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet them in the air. Come on, come on. Wherever you're at, there could be a shout of praise. I think about an 1867 Swedish chemist, Alfred Nobel. You've heard of him, I'm sure. He awoke one morning to read his own obituary. That would have been staggering. It said, Alfred Nobel, the inventor of dynamite, who died yesterday, devised a way for more people to die in a war than ever before, and he died a very rich man. Actually, it was Alfred's older brother who died. A newspaper reporter had made a mistake, but the account had a profound effect upon Alfred. He decided he wanted to be known for something other than developing a means to kill people efficiently and amassing a fortune in the process. So Nobel initiated the Nobel Peace Prize. An award for scientists and writers who foster peace. He said every man, hear this, every man ought to have the chance to correct his epitaph in midstream and write a new one. Hear me this morning, you can write a new epitaph. Right here in midstream, if the Lord tarries that blink, that moment, if he will tarry long enough for us to have a moment of redemption this morning, everything can change in your life. Acknowledge the presence of sin in your life. Believe that Jesus came to earth to die for sinners. Confess the sin in your life because it'll kill you. Not just the body, but eternally. Accept his sacrifice for your sin. Accept his leadership of your life from this day forward. In a moment, we will all be changed. In an issue of the Week magazine, February 3rd, 2006, it says, and I quote, at least 12 American multimillionaires are looking forward to a life beyond death, confident in the continued progress of modern medicine, they have arranged for their bodies to be frozen after they have died. They have set up personal revival trusts, which are designed to ensure their present wealth will be waiting for them when they have been resuscitated after 100 or 200 years in the future. Not going to work. It is appointed a man wants to die, and after death, the judgment. But I'm telling you, folks, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, the trump of God will sound. The dead in Christ will rise. We which are alive and remain will be caught up together to meet them in the clouds. And we will all be changed. A trumpet blast, a raising of the dead, mortal to immortal, perishable to imperishable, in a moment. If you're going to prepare, it must be right now. You can choose to believe me. You can choose to believe the voice of the Holy Spirit that is speaking inside of you. Or not. I wonder how many things would have been different if someone had told us a couple of moments or a couple of months before, like say in the month of December, if someone would have said, okay, now everything's going to be different this year. Coming up, 2020 is going to be very different. In the month of February, they're going to discover this virus. In the month of February, everything is going to be shut down. You're going to be instructed to stay at home. Only essential things will take place. I wonder how many people would have believed it. If I know the character of men, there would be many who would say, ah, that's never going to happen. Not in the United States. Maybe in Russia, maybe in China, but oh, not in the United States. They're not going to tell people to all stay at home. It happened. Every prophecy that our Lord has given in this book has been fulfilled, except for those that are awaiting our generation. You can choose to believe it or not. But this one, it's not going to be a progression. It's going to be immediate. In a moment. In a moment.